USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
In a vote split mostly down party lines, the House of Representatives approved an article of impeachment against President Trump Wednesday on a charge of inciting an insurrection. Congressman Brian Babin says the vote shows the hypocrisy of House Democrats when it comes to unrest. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that none of those who voted to impeach the president had anything to say about protests and riots over the summer.
The hypocrisy of what we've seen over this, and don't get me wrong, I was absolutely horrified and opposed and condemn the attack on the 6th when I was on the floor of the House of Representatives. But that type of violence and more went on across this country for months on end, and a lot of these Democrats never condemned it. In fact, they excused it and even encouraged it in many ways. And so the hypocrisy is just, it's beyond belief.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Recently, John at Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health were guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results, people lose fat fast while still being able to eat many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, and dramatically increase your brain function. You'll look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I'm more than halfway through my 88 days on the program, and I've already lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm now getting hydrated at the cellular level. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Go to EnergizedHealth.com, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free, and it will give you all of the details. If you don't have a computer, just call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%! That's EnergizedHealth.com and click on the red button.
Israel took aim Wednesday at what it says were a cache of Iranian weapons. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Israeli warplanes carried out intense airstrikes on eastern Syria early Wednesday, apparently targeting positions and arms depot of Iranian-backed forces. An opposition war monitor said dozens of fighters were killed or wounded. A senior U.S. intelligence official with knowledge of the attack told the Associated Press that the airstrikes were carried out with intelligence provided by the United States. The official said the strikes targeted a series of warehouses in Syria that were being used to store and stage Iranian weapons. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And U.S. Space Command has announced it's chosen a new home. The Air Force announced Wednesday that the command's new headquarters will be at Redstone Arsenal in Huntsville, Alabama, moving from Peterson Air Force Base in Colorado Springs, Colorado. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In a Wednesday afternoon video, President Trump condemned the violence at the Capitol a week ago and called on all Americans to ease the tension in the nation.
Whether you are on the right or on the left, a Democrat or a Republican, there is never a justification for violence. No excuses, no exceptions. America is a nation of laws. Those who engaged in the attacks last week will be brought to justice. Now I am asking everyone who has ever believed in our agenda to be thinking of ways to ease tensions, calm tempers, and help to promote peace in our country. There has been reporting that additional demonstrations are being planned in the coming days, both here in Washington and across the country. I have been briefed by the U.S. Secret Service on the potential threats. Every American deserves to have their voice heard in a respectful and peaceful way. That is your First Amendment right. But I cannot emphasize that there must be no violence, no law breaking, and no vandalism of any kind. Everyone must follow our laws and obey the instructions of law enforcement.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.